The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, our attention was drawn to a really fascinating piece in the Times of London. It found that younger generations are apparently more likely to employ someone to keep their home tidy and scrub the oven. Why? Because of the influence of cleanfluencers, raising the standards, apparently, that people have for the perfect home. We're joined by cleaning expert and TikToker Anne Russell. Anne, you're very sceptical about this cleanfluencer trend.
I am, largely because for the same reason that we understand that Instagram posed a real problem for younger girls, and younger boys, younger people, by presenting them unrealistic beauty standards, I think the same thing is happening with our homes. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a clean and tidy home. Everybody deserves to have a home in which they are comfortable.
Yeah.
And there lies the problem. If you are being bombarded with very curated images of unrealistically perfect homes, your own home may cease to feel safe. And whilst learning to clean and learning to do it efficiently is a good thing, learning to find cleaning as a source of stress, of finding that your own home is becoming something that causes that stress, I think is a very bad thing. There is a line, and I think that a lot of these cleanfluencers have crossed it.
So are you saying behind the scenes the place is an absolute tip, just that little bit they focused on is gleaming?
Well, I mean, obviously, I've not been into their homes, but we know it happens when you buy, and it's always happened, when you buy, you know, magazines, House Beautiful, Country Homes and Gardens, and they give you these beautifully curated shots of some millionaire's pad in the Cotswolds. You know fine well that behind the cameraman, there's a mountain of Wellingtons and dog beds that they've quickly swept out of sight to make it look perfect.
Yeah, I find the boot of the car works very well for that.
Yeah, I must admit, my car's the same.
So how do you, like with your TikTok videos, how do you do it differently?
Well, what I try to do, number one, when I'm filming, I never clean or tidy my own home. So what you see in the background is what it's like right there and then. And I do try and stress that I will teach you how to do something. But your home is your home. And if you don't want to pull out the sofa every time you vacuum, you don't have to. After a couple of years, what's behind there is nobody's business but the sofa and the wall. You know, to relax about it, to make sure that it's comfortable for you. And if there's a little voice in your head, which from experience sounds awful lot like people's mothers, is telling you it's not good enough, you're not good enough, stop and have a think. And think, because really, a home needs to be clean enough to be healthy and dirty enough to be happy.
I think that's really good advice. I was really taken by something in the article, some of the data in the article. 40% of under 35s, I think this is in the UK, but I'm sure it's not radically different here. 40% of under 35s now employ a cleaner. That compares with 17% of households overall. That's extraordinary, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you've got to remember, though, that some of that is just down to the way people live changing. If people are working longer hours, maybe they go to the gym. They don't have time to do it, but they do have a bit of free cash to pay a cleaner to come in. And, you know, it's my job. I'm not going to complain about that. But, but nonetheless, it does make me think that there's something else going on there.
And can I come in? This is Ciara, Shane's co-host. I am somebody who does employ a cleaner, and I have for years, and I, you know, I'm very open about it and very happy to have one as well. But I sometimes wonder, thinking about that stat Shane said about young people, about my own kids when they go off and maybe have their own places in due course. I wouldn't be surprised if they do too, but I see that perhaps as down to me that I never made them do enough chores. I think they think doing I think when we were raised, like I have a cleaner because I work a lot, but I was definitely made do a bit of cleaning and hoovering and what have you when I was growing up. I don't think I maybe make my kids do enough. Do they just see cleaning as something that other people do maybe? Could that be part of it? that it isn't about Instagram. It's more just they don't associate themselves with cleaning because that didn't make them do enough of it.
No. In a word, no, because I know people who come from houses where they watch their mother run around with her tail on fire, cleaning and tidying, who don't do it. And I know people who come from houses where their parent did absolutely nothing who do it. I think this is a thing, it's not just for women, but it is particularly for women. We have learned to blame ourselves for everything. And realistically speaking, you're working, you employ a cleaner because you don't have the time to do it and you want the mental headspace when you get home. That's why the industry exists. That's the reason you've got one. And if your children choose to employ a cleaner, that's on them. It's not down to you. It's, you know, that's the way it is. They will be adults if they can afford it and they decide they would like it. They'll be able to think, well, my mother had a cleaner and it was brilliant, so I shall get one. And equally, they might think, my mother had a cleaner, but you know what? I would rather spend that cleaning money on a massive, great big cake every week.
Joan Wicklow has texted in and to say, a perfectly kept house is a sign of a misspent life. I'm guessing you kind of agree with that based on what you were saying.
I do. I mean, I think that housework and house cleaning can be a really stressful subject for so many people. I know a lot of women, I mean, I work for women who have wonderful outside varied lives and really never pick up a cloth. And I know a lot of women who spend their entire life trying to clean to the standards that they were taught were normal and natural. And it's not about what makes them feel comfortable. It's about what they think makes other people comfortable. And it's their home.
Can I put a counter view to you, though? And maybe I'm just a bit weird, but I find something very therapeutic about, you know, not so much while I'm doing it, because it's a bit of a pain, but there's nothing nicer than when you've done a real good clean of the house. Like I bored Kira for weeks about the, I took apart the oven door and cleaned it because it was manky between the glasses. Every time I went past it, I was kind of giving a little rub with my elbow and everything. I mean, I found it really satisfying.
Yeah, it is. I mean, cleaning is and can be satisfying. But as always, there's a real difference between doing a job on your own timetable for your own reasons than doing a job, you know, when you are told to at the end of a finger.
I found it satisfying and therapeutic. Jev says, why do some people, and this is true, I know people who do this, clean the house before the cleaner comes around? It's as if they're ashamed by their own mess.
Yes, they are. I mean, sometimes it makes sense to tidy because they'll get better value for their money if we don't have to move, you know, a mountain of crap to hoover under it. But sometimes it is just that. And the thing that I've heard a lot, you know, I know somebody saying that they grew up, I believe, in kind of semi-rural Scotland. And they said it was bizarre that, you know, all of the women in the street would spend hours donkey stoning the front steps so it was bright white. The net curtains would be absolutely shining, the windows would gleam, the brass would be perfect, and you'd walk through the door where nobody in public went, and it was absolutely squalid. It was all about the judgment of your neighbours and strangers.
Goodness, that's kind of a sad thing in a way, isn't it?
I think it's very, very sad, and I think everybody deserves to have a home that is safe and comfortable for them.
There's a nice one has come in from a public health nurse. When I do house calls and see a house that's very clean and they have small children, I think this is so wrong. No sign of children having fun. I like that. I'm going to cling to that. There was definitely fun had in my house.
Absolutely.
Anne Russell, cleaning expert, TikToker, thank you so much for talking to us on The Hard Shoulder. Loads of texts coming in. I love this one. A clinically clean house is the sign of a filthy mind.
All those rubber gloves.
Let's not explore that one too much. When I had my first child, I was advised by multiple people to spend their child allowance on a cleaner as I would be busy enough. I never did, but I'm sure many do.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Keep your texts coming in to us. We'd love to hear from you. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.